Hello, everybody. Sorry for the slight delay here on my headphones. I just had to sprint back to a dorm because I forgot my backpack on the very last show of the year. How poetic.
Am I on? Am I mic'd?
Here, I'll get you mic'd. I've got friend of the show, David McNamara, here with me.
Hey, guys.
Today
how are we feeling?
Presenting our top five songs of the year.
With two honorable mentions.
With two
also
honorable mentions, of
can't
course.
Forget.
So I think the way this is going to work...
Please tell me.
I'll just have you cue... You go first.
Okay, sure.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. It's a little...
Continued technical difficulties despite
right.
us being a semester into doing this, but hey.
All right. So Dave's going to go first if you want to talk about... Your first song,
yeah,
ahead.
Absolutely. Gonna pull everything up. Make sure. Okay. Hey guys, it's David McNamara coming at you. Starting off, this is a song a lot of you guys know. This is not the underground BS that you probably expect of me. I've been really addicted to this album basically the entire year. It's kind of carried my mental health. It's bouncy, it's fun, it's rhythmic, it's got a really good ear for hooks. And you know, I'll just come out and say it. This is Noises by Pink Panther S. Check this out.
For your first honorable mention. I guess I'll call you wrong today. It's not my holiday. I steal the shirt from them no matter what them people say. I got it from them, I thought I forgot to pay. I feel like he would care about it anyway. I'm hiding when I'll do just what I wanna be. I hear someone knock my door, but now I'm in the mood. But my parents said that they would be returning soon. I think I hear some noises when I live in you.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
I'm okay, it's good.
I promise you I haven't got a thing to spare. You should go after my friend as well, this isn't fair. To cut off everything because we like to share. Am I hearing things or is there someone there?
What the fuck is that?
All right, that was Noises by Pink Panther S, David's first honorable mention. Now I'm going to go for my first honorable mention, and I'll tell you what I sort of tried to do with this list was to create kind of a way to honor artists that have had a huge year. You know what I mean? Artists that have, you know, grown in popularity or released a big album, all that. I didn't really want to, you know, I wanted to focus on artists that have had a big 2025. So with that, my first honorable mention is from a project by an artist that I've really grown to love this year. Without further ado, it's What's Up by Joey Valence and Bray featuring JPEG Mafia. Give it a listen. Oh, whoops. Here we go.
JPEG, sucker!
What's up, what's up? What's up, what's up?
Hard, you really not. Like, oh my god, your whole career
faker, it's not a mentor. Hold my top, I come with a bit of memento.
All right, you guys just heard Mason's first honorable mention. That's What's Up, Joey Valencia-Bray and JPEG Mafia. I also have really grown to love that song ever since Mason put me on. It kind of goes past corny and into cool, which is kind of my favorite genre. Except maybe really good R&B. I've been listening to a lot of that this year. Big shout-outs to the new Dijon album. Big shout-outs to Dominic Fike, who I've been listening to a lot of. And Dominic Fike isn't the main player on this next song. But this has been a huge favorite of mine.
Oh, I'm so happy about this.
Something
this
I can't stop listening to. This is the inimitable, the poppy, the boundary pushing, the incredible Kevin Abstract with Doggy.
Oh my God, I'm so happy about
this. Let's do it.
Oh, wait.
Fair game, darling. We had potential, but you can't help falling out. Fair game, darling. We had potential, but you can't help falling out.
I hate your favorite song.
All right, that was Doggy by Kevin Abstract and Dominic Fike. a song that almost made my list. I think it's so good. It reminds me of like kind of early 2010s pop rap music. I don't know.
So summery. I get a lot of like Joey Badass Temptation vibes, totally. If you know what I'm talking about. It's kind of maybe a deep pull, but
no, I get that. Okay. Really quick, I'm going to do some shout outs. Shout out to, there's so many. Sure. Shout out to Lauren, Glenn, Vila, I think, Michelle. Who am I forgetting? Lauren, Glenn, Vila, Michelle, Maddie B, of course. And I think that's it. I'm not sure. I don't know who's listening. Okay. My next pick is from an artist that released a debut album this year. Another hip-hop record. And I think it's probably my favorite rap album of the year. It's so interesting and unique and somehow also takes me back to sort of an older era. It's an album called...
Oh, I think I know what this is, yeah.
Black British Music by Jim Legacy. And the song I've chosen from it is Stick.
It's a great pull.
I hope you enjoy. I really, really like this song. Let's hear it.
Ever since the rain came. Ever since the rains came crashing down on the water. Cause my boat can't take on more water. So I'm gonna sink. So I'm gonna sink.
Yeah. Me and my ones in the ends. Yeah. Said I'd change, it depends. You said I couldn't pretend. Told me that I couldn't fit in your lifestyle. Okay. Damn niggas bite swagger, then they wonder why it never sticks. So this when I was a chip. I got evicted and shit. I was around with the thugs out, giving drugs out for the veins. I had to toss in the rain. Yeah. Yeah. Carry the ends on my back. I'm on a mission. I had a KEB up in my bag. I'm flinging a stack.
Black British music. Yeah.
Okay. Damn niggas buy swagging and they wonder why they couldn't stack, 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 stack. Selling Charlie to the brats. Said I'm never going back. I'm on the phone with a bad one. I don't need her, but I need her. Rain came out to leave her. Yeah. Yeah. Rain came and I crashed out. School days in the background. Now a nigga bringing all the racks out. That's facts. Okay, damn niggas bite swagger, then they wonder why it never sticks. So this when I was a chip, I got evicted and shit. I was around with the thugs out, giving drugs out for the veins. I had to toss in the rain, yeah, yeah.
So shut the fuck up.
I love a crazy producer tag. Again, deep pull. Any Baby Goyard listeners, legalize nuclear bombs. That's a favorite of mine. Kind of an internet brain rot moment. This next song, I suppose you could call the opposite of brain rot in 2025. Just a slow moving ballad. From one of the great bands ever, really not afraid to say that anymore, ever since their big breakout in 2025.
Come on.
I mean, with their last record, it was that was their ascendancy, and this is their crowning achievement. And, oh my God, you hear that first song on their new album, Getting Killed, and it's this shock to the system. And then the second song hits you with this beautiful whiplash, and that's the song I want to play. This is the moving, haunting, lovely Cobra by Geese.
Okay, I'm a little mad because that was also on my list.
Oh,
that
is no.
One of their greatest songs. And like, it's the catchiest song of the decade.
It's like Elvis.
I can't.
It's like, it's insane.
From the second that song came on, we've just been screaming it in the studio.
So embarrassing. If that gets caught on mic, just
oh my God.
Just blow my head smooth off. But anyhow.
Okay. I'm going to go to my next pick.
Yep.
Which is a pick that I don't know if you're going to like. Because it's an album that's kind of gotten clowned on by the internet.
Oh,
because
no.
It's not like their previous... I'm going to rip the band off.
Yeah.
The Band-Aid off. It's from Forever How Long by Black Country.
Okay.
New Road.
Yeah. Yeah.
This album is like, oh, Isaac Wood's not there anymore. Now it's bad. I think it's a mix of... like weird nostalgia and misogyny.
I just have the nostalgia, to be clear.
Okay, cool. I think it's a fantastic album, and I think this is a fantastic song. As soon as I heard it, I just thought, like, the lyrics are so strange across this album, but like, and why is the song even called this? It's so funny. Okay, anyway,
move along.
Without further ado, this is Happy Birthday by Black Country New Road. Take a listen.
Cheer up, child of the world. Don't owe you a thing. Who bought you that ring? Cheer up, child of the ghouls and snipers. Don't. Thank you.
child, your world's not tearing apart, though you broke its heart. Many people would give an arm and a limb to live where you live. It's not your fault, we don't blame you. We blame the world you were born into. Happy day up, but no matter where on earth your feet have taken you today.
Yeah, I mean, I like that song. It's cool.
God damn it.
I like the details. I think I maybe admire it. I'm sorry, I need to reposition the mic here while
Everybody
I'm cueing my next song.
Everybody is saying skip this song. Jesus Christ.
Before I continue, I am forced to shout out gang. So that means everyone on the Pico Robertson group chat, you know who you are.
Oh, God.
Josh, Lev, Yoni, you guys are stupid.
Sammy, Noah, Leo.
And Co.
Et
al. And then obviously Ella, Diana, everyone who liked my story. Malcolm, Mom, Dad, hi. Hey, guys. Sorry. Completely wasting time as I attempt to cue my next song. This next one is a little bit of a departure. This is something you might more traditionally find.
Yes!
don't soy out here. This is something you might more traditionally find on Kismet. Great show, by the way. Listen, it's really good.
I'm so glad about
this album. I mean, this artist reinvents herself with practically every release, right? Frailty from the 2010s. Going into Census Designated, which is like a shoegaze album. And then you drop something like this, which is just this like balls to the wall, manic. I don't know if you'd call it a rage album. People seem to disagree on that. This is Professional Vengeance by Jane Remover. And if this doesn't seem like it's up your alley, I would encourage you to continue listening.
It's so
good. It's a fun one.
Good.
I can't sing its praises enough. Take a listen.
I just wish the media would get hold of this and quit running it down. It's a good little town.
Yeah.
One thing about it, though, it keeps a lot of people away.
Thank you.
That was Professional Vengeance by Jane Remover. If you didn't like that song, then, like, lock in, I guess. Or enjoy your Morgan Wallen. Whatever suits you.
Okay, whoa.
A very, very short PSA. This is mandated. I'm going to make it as short as possible. AARP understands the challenges of caring for a loved one.
Yes, they do.
That's why they created AARP.org/caregiving, an online resource center that connects you with experts and other caregivers.
Yes, they did.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
True.
And this is WMFO 91.5 in Medford, by the way.
Yep.
Okay, for my next pick, this is an artist that I've absolutely fallen in love with this year. Maybe my, like, I don't know, biggest, like, artist gained into my, like, repertoire. I don't even know. He very recently musical guested on SNL and played this song, which I was so happy to see. It's not the most popular song on the record, but it is my favorite.
You're not valid unless you're listening to this artist since Absolutely, by the way. But please continue.
I was not, unfortunately. But without further ado, this is Another Baby by Dijon.
When you're hot, it's on. I really got what I just keep going. However you want it, I'm yours. You're some type of force. Ooh, honey, you're nasty. It ain't no fun. Yeah.
in the fiction feels right. When a little mother invention I might make the unique connection. A little unique connection is too sexy. Let's make a baby.
All right.
Yeah, that song's awesome. That album is fantastic. Yamaha nearly made my list. I keep forgetting to mention, and Mason keeps chastising me about.
I forget it too.
This is my number two pick. We're at the number two. So we're really getting to like the cream of the crop.
Right.
Of the cream of the crop.
Best of the year.
Really, these are my real best of the year contenders. This next album was.
No,
I'm not. What
is it number three? Did I mess it up?
Are we at number three?
I think we are at number three.
OMG.
Okay, wait, then pick it up. Let's get going.
My number three, we're going to pick this up crazy style. This next album for me was a complicated one. It was interesting and it went somewhere that I really liked. It wasn't always successful. It didn't bat 1,000. It did have one absolute crown jewel. Squid is a band that I've been following for some time. I couldn't always get into them, mostly on a result of the vocal. They calmed it down this time around, and they got this one song called Cowards that is... Just take a listen.
Thank you.
Okay, we are a little strapped for time. I'm going to be going really quick on this. We may go a little over. My third place song is by an artist that just earlier this month released his debut album, and I love it. The entire album is so good, but this song has made my number three pick. It's Heaven Has No Wings by Dove Ellis. I hope you love it as much as I do. Give it a listen.
Alright, now we're at number two. That was Heaven Has No Wings by Dove Ellis. Nearly made my list, but instead we're doing something totally different just for the sake of variety. This is another of the kind of thing you'd find on Kismet. I've been really into Fake Mink this year.
Oh, wow.
Mason's probably not going to be as enthusiastic about the whole UK underground thing as I am, because I endorse it heavily. But my favorite one is actually a collaboration with a longtime favorite artist of mine, Echo 2K, among other producers, Deerhoof, Susie Shear. I'm being asked to move it along. This is Maka. Take a listen.
The drama's starting again.
Hey.
Smoke in the kitchen. Drop the keys out to the street. Don't you wanna see how it ends?
I'm only 20, but it feels like plenty. Man, I still get blown, but I don't sit henny. I'm laying in the back of the Maybach Benny. 2025, yeah, my jeans still heady. This is pain, not blood, I'm feeling pain. I'm sipping syrup, smoking up, I feel it in my brain. Try dress like me, we are not the same. I'm a winner, man, this rap shit is a fucking game. You ain't killing shit, bitch, you a fucking lame. I got my old haters screaming my fucking name. Yeah, yo, bitch, an animal, you need a fucking tamer. I'm really ballin' like I'm PSG Neymar. I dance in the rain like sleep when it's daytime, Bottega. Don't know what it feels like, hesitate. I only do it when it feels right, gelinate. You know I really gotta smoke right, skinny bitch, she need to be.
Have it or you don't. Yeah, sad, but it's so funny. I got that white all in me, feel like Snow Bunny. Yeah, that white, got my nose runny. Yeah, that white, got my white. Yeah, that white, got my nose running.
All right, again, we have to move very swiftly. David stole my number two pick by playing Cobra by Geese. That is a fantastic song. I want to substitute it with another Geese song that I absolutely love. Could easily, this entire album is obviously my favorite album of the year, but all could go in my top a million songs of the year, whatever. My number two pick is Husbands by Geese. I hope you enjoy. It's fantastic. Give it a listen.
Don't have to, but I will.
All right.
Oh, am I supposed to explain this song? This is your
number one
pick. No,
you're going first.
Oh, am I going first? Okay, I am going first. Okay,
this is
guys.
The big times, folks.
This is the big time. Are VFX explosion sound effect alert.
Number one song of the
this
year.
This is kind of a swerve, y'all. I'm not. I like some albums that you could call like aesthetically violent. I like some albums that are very rhythmic. They don't always speak to me. But when you overlay, I'm searching this up. When you overlay that kind of violence with a really, really, really good knack for melody, you get an album like Pirouette by Model Actress, which is one of my favorite albums of the year. It came out early and nobody seemed to want to acknowledge it. This is the first single, absolutely blew my mind. Again, an incredible knack for melody, despite not having a voice with a lot of range. A very tight, tense, like I said, violent kind of song. This is the incredible. Oh, we're going overtime, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah.
This is the incredible. This is the incredible Cinderella by Model Actress. Really, take a listen.